May the courage and truth of God triumph in our lives. Amen. May the dark ways in our souls be revealed by Holy Spirit. Amen. And may the sweet peace of Jesus be our witness to all truth that opposes error. Amen. Well, heart dwellers, this is the most important teaching I've offered you in a long time, and is the result of those whose souls are in danger. I would ask you to listen all the way through, because there's some important things that the Lord has brought up in my heart that I've shared with you here. There are some listening in right now who have fallen by the wayside. They are perilously close to losing their salvation, and they don't have a clue. Why do I say that? They've not gotten deep enough with the Lord, and therefore they cannot discern good from evil. Their discernment has failed them as they follow men and not God. I will tell you how to recognize if you are one of those according to Scripture. Do you feel bitterness, anger, indignation, self-righteousness? And that you've been chosen to set deceived Christians straight, and your way is the only right way? And here I'd like to refer to James. Who among you is wise and understanding? Let him show by his good behavior his deeds in gentleness of wisdom. But if you have bitter jealousy and selfish ambition in your heart, do not be arrogant and so lie against the truth. This wisdom is not that which comes down from above, but is earthly, carnal, and demonic. That's James 3:14. And since there's jealousy and strife among you, are you not fleshly? Are you not walking like mere men? For when one says, I am of Paul, and another, I am of Apollos, are you not mere men? What then is Apollos? And what is Paul? Servants through whom you believed, even as the Lord gave opportunity to each one. So the primary evidence that we're not walking in the Lord is bitter jealousy, selfish ambition, arrogance, lies against the truth, indignation, self-righteousness, and really a lack of peace. If all these things are churning inside of you, and there's jealousy and strife among you, you are not walking in the Lord. Now, this is only a symptom. I want to go deeper with this. Please, for the sake of your soul, take a moment. Ask Holy Spirit to bring up hidden attitudes that are poisoning your walk with the Lord. Ask him, and then sit quietly before him and pray this psalm. Who can discern their own errors? Forgive me my hidden faults. Keep your servant also from willful sins, that they may not rule over me. Then I will be blameless, innocent of great transgression. That's Psalm 19:12. Go deep. This is about your eternal salvation. And I'll tell you why. If you cannot discern good from evil, God from Satan, now, you will have little hope when the great deception engulfs the whole world. And you say, oh no, never me, I won't be deceived. What did Peter say to the Lord at the Last Supper? Jesus said unto them, all of you shall be offended because of me this night, for it is written, I will smite the shepherd, and the sheep shall be scattered. But Peter said unto him, although all shall be offended, yet I will not. And Jesus said unto him, truly, I say unto you, this day, even in this night, before the cock crows twice, you shall deny me three times. But Peter spoke the more vehemently. If I should die with you, I will not deny you by any means. Likewise also said they all. Here's a man who was with Jesus the entire time of his ministry. He saw all his miracles, the raising of Lazarus, the transfiguration with Moses and Elijah, the healing of lepers, casting out of demons. He was the chosen apostle that was given the knowledge that Jesus was the Son of the living God, the Christ. And Jesus in turn called him the Rock. So what happened here? Very simply, Peter was untested and self-assured. He hadn't been through the fiery trial, and yet he believed himself impervious to error. Oh no, not me, I will never be deceived. After all, I've been a Christian for 25 years, I've taught and ministered, I know God from the demon, I will never be deceived. Do you know fools rush in where angels fear to go? What do the scriptures say about that? Do you see a man wise in his own eyes? There's more hope for a fool than for him. Proverbs 26:12. The number one thing I have taught on this channel in discernment is that we are all prone to error. There is no one free from deception. And if you think you are, think again. Think about Peter. Are you greater than Peter? Do you know Jesus better than Peter? Have you witnessed greater miracles than Peter? Beloved, Paul has warned us, let him who thinks he stands take heed that he does not fall. That's 1 Corinthians 10:12. Please take another look inside of yourself. Do you feel self-righteous, indignant, even angry because you perceive someone to be teaching error and that you have been chosen to set the world right? Are you harboring resentment for what a church has done or failed to do in the past? Were you looked down upon, taught serious error, or did the church fail to lead you into Jesus to have a born-again experience? Have you forgiven their failures, or is there still a root of bitterness in your heart that rises up, being indignant when anyone mentions that church? Look at your walk in those days. Were you going along with the crowd? Were your motives pure? Were you enjoying the fellowship and not wanting to step out of line? Or were you pressing in prayer and seeking him until you found him? I don't care what church you are in. Jesus responds to those who seek him with their whole hearts. Was there corruption in that church? Did you forgive them, or are you still dwelling back there in the dirt, hating what was done or not done for you? What I'm saying here is that Satan is incredibly brilliant and knows exactly how to entrap you and control your thinking, steering you without your awareness of it. He knows how to set you up, how to parade lies before you that you'll swallow because you trust the source. And the source was not God. Or you're harboring unforgiveness, and these lies justify your feelings. He knows how to set you up to be wounded, so you'll hate anything that even remotely reminds you of those who wounded you. So you will carry bitterness and hatred around for anything that smacks of that church or your past in it. Yes, he's the master deceiver. And unless you take everything to the Lord as a matter of habit and get his opinion, you may seriously be deceived and not even have an inkling that you've been manipulated. Most people do not know they have pride and do not know they are being manipulated. That's just a fact. It takes Holy Spirit's intervention and a very sincere soul to be able to recognize pride in themselves. It also takes a soul that refuses to follow man, a soul that refuses to be bitter about the past, a soul that refuses to accept respected opinion without first taking it to God, a soul that does not fear being ostracized by the crowd for their beliefs or losing dear friendships. Most of us follow the crowd and protect our friendships, and we don't want to step out of line one way or another because we don't want to be alienated. And we take the pastor's word for everything. Then later we find out they were wrong, and we hate them for it. Whose fault is it, truly? Well, yes, part of it's theirs for leading us into error, but God allowed it, didn't he? What was he doing when he gave permission for us to be a cookie-cutter Christian? Was it his fault we didn't go through the painful steps to learn discernment and have the self-control to step out of the crowd and seek the Lord's opinion alone? Well, Pastor so-and-so said it. He has 5,000 attending his church, and he's been to seminary, and he's mature, 30 years in the ministry, so it must be true. So you just believe it based on hearsay? It's your responsibility to learn right from wrong. If you're too lazy to do that, well, then you risk your soul. Why am I being so serious about this? You haven't seen anything yet. You think you're going to stand? For those of you who have abandoned this channel because you heard clever arguments, stupid lies, and rumors, tell me, how will you stand before a Muslim with a 10-inch knife in his hand asking you if you're a Christian? How will you stand at the grocery store when your children haven't eaten in 2 days, your cupboard is empty, and all you have to do is sign a piece of paper and take a chip in your hand, and you're good to go with all the food you need? I am seriously concerned for those who have not pressed into the Lord and gotten to the bottom line truth. They cannot recognize truth from error. This is serious, guys. For those who are being manipulated by their anger and resentment at the failures of churches in the past. For those who are so incensed they have no problem throwing the precious baby out with the filthy bathwater. If you can be manipulated this way when the wood is green, how in the world will you stand when the wood is dry? Yes, I am seriously concerned for you. Your eternal salvation is hanging in the balance. You're not pursuing Christ and his love for others. You're feeding on lies, slander, wicked accusation, and dusting off your shoulders as if you were a mighty man of God. Your heart should tell you. Your conscience should have warned you. You are walking in bitterness, anger, bigotry, ignorance, and pride. If you feel even a twinge of this, I entreat you to seek the Lord until you find him. Repent of the dirt you fed your soul and find God. Seek his counsel and prepare yourself for what is ahead of you. This is not about me and our channel. This is about your discernment for what is ahead of you. We are all going to be tried and sifted to the max. If you don't walk in true discernment, humility, and charity now, you are a puppet in the hands of the demons. They can get you to accept this and reject that in a heartbeat because they know your personality, they know your past, they know how to manipulate you into rejecting what's right. And they will have their way with you. You are not assured of tomorrow or time to repent at the last moment. Satan will get you to take that mark and your brain will be tuned out to the Lord and the desire for God forever. Oh no, that will never happen to me, not me. Think again. Remember Peter? So please, go deeper. Seek the Lord until you find him. I know it's hard work. It's very hard work. But it's work for your soul and your salvation. Seek his wisdom, his counsel. and learn to go beyond the surface of what's presented to you. Learn to seek Him until you know you are walking in truth. And how do you know that? You will feel humility, gentleness, kindness, charity, and above all, peace. If you don't have peace, if things are churning and grinding inside of you, and the people you're talking to on YouTube, they're churning and grinding and angry and bitter and hurling accusations, you are not on the right track. This is your salvation. Don't follow those who steal your peace. Get right with God. Discern the truth. Walk in kindness, gentleness, charity, and abiding peace. These are signs that you're walking in the truth. Please, take the time to discern. Seek Him with all your heart. And please, I would ask you that if you know people that have formed channels against us and you've been on those channels, that you would leave a link to this message for them, because I really feel it's important for people who are engaging in slander for the safety of their souls.